There is a very nice song which I would like to sing with you. It is Radhe Jaya Jaya Madhava. Radhe Jaya Jaya Madhava Taite Gokula Taruni Mandala Moite Jaya Radhe Jaya Jaya Madhava Taite Radhe Jaya Jaya Madhava Taite Gokula Taruni Mandala Mohite Samodala Dati Vajana Veche Ori Nishkuta Vrin Ravitti Neche Namodala Dati Vajana Veche Hari Nishkuta Vrin Ravitti Neche Jai Radhe Jai Madhava Jaite Gokula Taruni Mandala Mohite Jai Radhe Jai Madhava Jaite Gokula Taruni Mandala Mohite Vrishabhanu Dati Navashashi Leke Lalita Sakti Guna Ramita Vishake Vrishabhanu Dati Navashashi Leke Lalita Shakti Guna Ramita Vishake Radhe Jaya Jaya Madhava Taite Gokula Taruni Mandala Mohite Radhe Jaya Jaya Madhava Taite Gokula Taruni Mandala Mohite Karunam Kurumai Nibaite Tanaka Sanatana Panita Charite Karunam Kurumai Karunabarite Tanaka Sanatana Panita Charite Radhe Jaya Jaya Madhava Taite Gokula Taruni Mandala Mohite
Jai Radhe Jai Jai Madhava Gaite Chokula Charuni Mandala Mohite Radhe de de amadava daite Gokula tanuni mandala mohite Radhe Radhe de de amadava daite Gokula tanuni mandala mohite Radhe Jaya Radhe Jaya Radhe Jaya Se Radhe 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 Jai Krishna, Jai Krishna, Jai Krishna, Jai Shri Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna,
Hare Hare. Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna, Krishna,
Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Hai Bo Hare Rama 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 Hai Bo Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare This little presentation will be a soul-searching presentation. It is called The Heartbeat of Krishna Consciousness. A healthy heartbeat is the basis of good health. The moment the heart rhythm gets disturbed, the heartbeat is no longer intense, all the organs of the body are not supplied with sufficient energy and consistently or consequently suffer. This movement or membership in this movement requires from its members to have a healthy heart and a good rhythm, heart rhythm, in order to be successful. The heartbeat of this movement is given in a verse which is quoted by Srila Rupa Goswami in his ontology or collection of verses called Padyavali. Rupa Goswami says, Krishna Bhakti Rasa, the rasa of bhakti, of Krishna Bhakti, Bhavita Mati Kriyatam Yadi Kutopi Lapyate. Rupa Goswami advises that Krishna consciousness, if it is possible, please purchase. Don't delay. Krishna Bhakti Rasa Bhavita Mati Kriyatam. Purchase immediately. Now, Krishna Bhakti Rasa Bhavita Mati Kriyatam Yati Kutopi. Where is it available? It is a very nice thing. Yes, it is available. You can purchase. The movement is going on. Now Prabhupada takes the voice of all of us. And what is the price? Yes, price. It is such a nice thing, you have to pay a price. There is a price. What is that? Listen very carefully. The price to purchase Krishna consciousness is also the heartbeat of those who practice Krishna consciousness. Prabhupada continues, Tatra lolyam ekalam mulyam. Simply your eagerness. That is the price. This price you have to pay. Then you get Krishna. Immediately. You might remember Prabhupada was asked it several times, how long does it take to become Krishna consciousness? And he says, 1 second. Or you might not get it after many lifetimes. He here Prabhupada repeats this one-second logic. Immediately, Krishna is not poor. And the Krishna seller, the Krishna devotee, he's also not poor. He can distribute Krishna free, and he's doing that. Simply, you have to purchase by your eagerness. So this is the price. And you might say, well, is it always the price? Does everyone, including me, have to be very eager to get Krishna consciousness? Is this the universal price? Can I pay maybe in cow dung? Is only this currency, the currency of eagerness, accepted? Can I, or my, or sabjis, or something else I can give? It seems this is the only price. Earlier, Prabhupada describes that when he was choosing for a word to describe what he had come to deliver, he turned to this verse. He says, this Krishna consciousness, I have taken this from this word, Krishna Bhakti Rasa Bhavita Mati. This is the actual translation from this verse of Rupa Goswami. Yeah? So this whole movement of Krishna consciousness, in fact, the term Krishna consciousness, Prabhupada could have said Krishna, the energetic movement of Krishna, that would be nice. Krishna Shakti movement, why not? Would be a good movement. No, Krishna consciousness, to be aware of Krishna, and to be conscious of Krishna in a certain way. How? That we have learned yesterday. With eagerness, with longing. I don't have that thing. I don't have Krishna consciousness at the moment. But I'm very eager. I must have it. The yogi of my mind has a turban around his head. This turban is made of lobha or greed. No? By a turban, you know someone. When he comes walking, you look. Yes. Does the yogi of your mind have the turban of greed, Madhva Muni? How are you dressed? You need to be dressed in a turban of greed, of lobha. This is the price that you have to surrender. Prabhupada continues, that is wanted. Not that we have it, it's wanted. Tatra Loryam. Now he imitates a superficial devotee. Oh, eagerness, I have got eagerness, I have. Prabhupada says, oh, it's not so easy. Tatram lolyam ekalam mulyam janma koti sukritaya na lapyate. This eagerness cannot be achieved even by pious activities for millions of births. If you simply go on doing pious activities and think because without being pious you cannot approach Krishna. So if you're going on doing simply pious, janma, koti, sukriti, still this eagerness may not be awakened. Rupa Goswami included this shloka and the subject in his Padyavali, and he was the living example of this eagerness. When Rupa Goswami was still young, Bengal was under Muslim rule, and the Badashah, the ruler, had heard of these two brilliant brothers, Rupa and Sanatan. He needed brilliant people to help him rule, because after all, he was a foreigner. He needed someone to act as an in-between his rulership and the people who were going to be ruled. And he needed people with intelligence. So he turned to Rupa and Sanatana Goswami. Listen, you better become my ministers. If you don't become my ministers, I will kill many of your people. So, to avoid bloodshed, Rupa and Sanatana Goswami did become his ministers and helped him rule the country. Once, the Bhattasaha, a quite whimsical person, we can assume, was in his palace. It was midnight, and he had some mental upset, maybe a little vata, maybe some unfortunate stars. He was agitated due to something, and he sent a person, a messenger, to Ram Keli, where Rupa and Sanatan lived, with a request that Rupa Goswami come and travel quickly to his palace. Let us hear a little bit of Ram Keli before it gets very dramatic. We need to hear some sweetness. It is, this story will send you going on your path to Krishna with eagerness. But I will make a cliffhanger here. In 5 minutes you will hear the story. Ram Keli was transformed by Rupa and Sanatana Goswami into Vrindavan. They had a little lake duck that was Radhakund and the Syamakund, and a big lake, the Rup Sagara and Sanatana Sagara. And everything in this Ram Keli was just reminding you of Vrindavan. They planted Kadamba Keli flowers, this little trumpet-like flower, the Kanikara flower was there in abundance, it's still growing there. And they worshipped in a beautiful temple Radha Madan Mohan. They had a wonderful assembly hall which was built, and they had Vaishnavas discussing the most wonderful Vaishnav subjects, the Krishna Katha, in there. And but Rupa and Sanatan were the preferred speakers. Yet, although they were ministers and the most accepted and appreciated Vaishnavas, they were told to be extremely humble. When Rupa gave a discourse, and he saw even the most insignificant Vaishnava newcomer entering the assembly, he got down from the seat of his talk, where he talked as Vyasa-san, and offered the obeisances. Therefore, very soon everyone understood to come in time, so that the speaker didn't have to get down always. So once the ruler, quite a ferocious man, a meat eater, an agitated person with an active sexual life, had called him in the midst of the night. Rupa woke up. There was a palanquin ready with 4 palanquin carriers and a good amount of pikesmen. You know what is a pikeman? They have this lance, they carry lances, and they are very quick in fighting and guarding also. They were coming along. It was a windy night. It was a rainy night. It was a dark night. And they made some noise. This was the sound of the pelican carriers wading through the mud. They had to pass the humble dwelling of a washerman, a dhobi, and his wife. And the wife was half asleep and was woken up by this which was passing next to her. And she turned to her husband and asked in a voice which was heard by Rupa Goswami, who was sitting there, who is traveling in the midst of this dark, rainy night? It must be either a dog or the slave of a sensualist, a materialistic man. Rupa heard, who's traveling in the midst of the night? It must be either a dog or a slave or a materialist. And this simple sentence awakened such a strong sense of renunciation, which soon became a raging river which tore down all doubts, or this is the right decision or not, or any obstacles. And Rupa said to himself, this will be my last journey. I know the Bada Saha, maybe he had an unfortunate sexual adventure which did not go to the climax, or maybe there was another problem of an insignificant nature, and I have to go and say, oh yes, and I know it's only a water disturbance, oh yes, you're a great ruler, yes, and we'll go, and so on. I am a slave to a materialist. Hare Krishna. The harmonium has kindly confirmed this. But we cannot say this was the birth of eagerness. But it was an interesting story. To surrender to Krishna, to be so eager to go through all obstacles, is born out of two things. Either the recognition that my life is at present miserable, then you say, I can't go on like this, and you become a little eager to make a change. Or it is because you find Krishna so wonderful. For an ordinary soul, it goes the other way. Our first point is most probably very good. So this is really the heartbeat of Krishna consciousness. Eagerness in Krishna consciousness is what keeps you on the path. Bhakti Vigyan Maharaj, whom we might be able to also greet in our assembly, once told me that movements undergo a certain eagerness curve. That is, to all movements, it's a sociological investigation. In the beginning, when the member or the person, the member who's contacted by the movement finds out about the teachings of the movement, or the promises, his interest is aroused and he's quite interested, or we could say in this discussion, eager. He goes upward. He understands soon, well, there's more to learn, which I yet don't know. Then soon he also understands, well, there are some certain positions. And I could here say the first initiation and name-giving ceremony. Then, oops, the second initiation. Then there is something like Sanya, super. And then there's something like Gurupa. And then there's something like GBC. So all movements have steps. Yellow belt, black belt, brown belt, lila belt, whatever. So they go on and come to the stage. We can call it here for convenience sake, nothing new. I have it all. And at that time, my dear devotees, the eagerness curve usually goes down. Nothing new, there's something new, interesting. Let's make some movement hopping or guru hopping, like a grasshopper, and so on. If at that point in our eagerness graphical curve. The devotee does not understand where is the roots of the movement, the mula. Mula means root. Where is the heartbeat? He will get stranded in these external. He will either become an external devotee who is sufficiently satisfied with external benefits and boons, or he will leave and do some hopping, a modern phenomenon in the Gaudiya world also. Only if he goes to the root, understands this heartbeat, this driving force. Oh, I wish so much, Krishna. I wish his loving service. Oh, I don't have it, and I so much wish this. It's so important. Then he will be able to get something. This eagerness is the price. And don't mistake the initial eagerness with a graphic curve, or there's some advancement, something to know, some jnana to learn, which I don't yet know, some positions which I don't yet have. That is the first thing. It's called in the language of Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, utsahamayi, enthusiasm which is, or eagerness which is based on external phenomena, external stimuli. This eagerness, which is something else. It is not so easy, we understand. It is not so easy. It is something of a deep nature. And so on. Srila Prabhupada gave a lecture about this eagerness in relationship to Krishna. An eagerness, a verse which was once quoted by a very dear god brother of mine in a preaching context, and I will tell you in a minute about it. It's a discussion between two gopis. They talk about Govinda, who is standing in the moonshine at Keshi Ghat. You can understand the silvery atmosphere. The waves of the Yamuna are making their sweet music. They're bathed in a beautiful silver color. And Krishna plays his flute. A flute, a sound which evokes the most eager response from his devotees. This flute sound of Lord Krishna turns Srimati Radharani into a personality whose eagerness can only be, it's often called Utkanta. Utkanta means, Kanta means a collar, and Utkanta, collar means Kragen. Collar? What is, is it the right word, please? Collar? Neck, yes. Utkanta means to come out of your neck with eagerness. Utkanta. Yes. Srimati Radharani hears the sound. Where? And it said her eagerness destroys the dam of social convention. It breaks through the dam. I must go and see Krishna. That is a very difficult position to leave the house at the night. You know, Ramachandra did not accept Sita back. She had left Ravan took her away. You know, so you get ostracized usually. So. This eagerness all the gopis have. When Lord Krishna plays his flute, they all leave their house. Those who are retained in their houses, they go in their spiritual bodies. Either the spiritual body can go through iron and granite, no problem, to meet Krishna. And so the gopis are now talking amongst themselves about Krishna who plays this flute which awakens such eagerness. Smeram vangitraya parichatam sachi vishtena drishtim vangsinyastarara kishalayam ujvalam chandakena govindakyam haritanu mitakeshi tirto pakante ma prakyishta shtavayadi sake bandhu sange stiranga. One gopi talks. My dear friend, there is one boy. His name is Govinda. He's standing on the bank of Yamuna near the Keshi Ghat, and he's playing on his flute. And he is so beautiful that especially during full moonlight, please do not go there. The audience laughs. Why? Now, because if you have got any intention to enjoy in this material world with your family members, your wife, your children, your husband, please do not go there. Smeram mangitraya parichitam shachi vishtirna drishtim. Krishna always stands in three curved way with his flute. That is Krishna. Three places he is bent. So, it ends with so in my notes.